Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Let me start with what I see as signal and what I see as noise over the last week, and then talk about what matters this week. On the macro side, we saw solid macroeconomic data last week. Housing starts, GDP, and PMIs all came in better than expected. That's important because if we get better economic data, the Fed may indeed cut less than the three cuts that are currently priced in by July next year. The key market question is then, will equities still go up in this case? We think so, even though the rate path uncertainty may make things a bit choppier in the short term. It's higher real rates that equities struggle with, and we expect real rates to stay range-bound. An emerging signal to watch is the market's rhyme with 99, which became louder last week. In both cases, we have transformational innovation. Back then, in February 99, Fed Chair Greenspan called equity prices high enough to raise questions about whether shares are overvalued. Now, last Tuesday, Fed Chair Powell said that U.S. equity prices are fairly highly valued. Back then, vendor financing of companies like Lucent and Motorola helped drive the revenue growth for 3G equipment. Now, last Monday, NVIDIA announced a multi-stage $100 billion strategic investment into OpenAI. The investment is tied to GPU purchases to build a 10-gigawatt data center. Both of these were not signs of a market peak back then, and are likely not now. But it does mean that we should stay attuned to this analog. Not a signal by itself, but interesting is that Bitcoin has been down over the last month, while equities and gold have been strong. Bitcoin and equities have been strongly correlated over the last 5 years, both acting as a barometer for risk appetite. And a downdraft in Bitcoin could signal more digestion for equities in the short term. Other news in the non-signal category was Fed Chair Powell's speech last week. He echoed the same stance as in the press conference the week prior. Similarly, Friday's headline on 100% farmer tariffs, effective this Wednesday, follows the same spend-to-spare tariff playbook that we have seen before. Invest in the US and be exempt. Neither had real bite in the market. What matters this week will be non-farm payroll on Friday. That is, if the government is open for business. A government shutdown is looming on Tuesday if Congress fails to pass the appropriation bills or continuing resolution by Monday midnight. Government shutdowns have historically had little lasting impact on markets. And we do see a dip in equities as a result of this as a buying opportunity. If the government does shut down, the Office of Management and Budget plans a further reduction in the government's workforce. This, again, will weaken the employment picture and cement the October rate cut, in our view. If a shutdown is averted, we will get the non-farm payroll numbers on Friday. We expect a bounce back in non-farm payrolls, mainly because of seasonal factors, but that the overall picture will remain one of a slackening labor market. So we may face some choppy waters ahead, but we still see that equities will follow the same positive economic fundamentals of better growth. And we expect activity data, especially ISM next week, to tick up. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.